Yeah, daf lamed hey yom aleph on top.
Yeah, Mishnah says, "Treitzad mevorchim ala peiros." How do we make a brocha on peiros? We soon see there are two types of peiros: there's pre adomo and pre yates. So how do we make a brocha? So Treitzad sof as loyshayach lahakshrei tana echi koydi toni ketsad. At the beginning of the Masechta to start off, where do we know such a lach of Krishma that you're saying, when do you start saying Krishma? Here also, the Mishnah, so far we didn't see any chiyuv to make brochas. So how does the Mishnah right away start off? Ketzad, how do you make a brocha? The Mishnah should have first explained that there's a chiyuv to make a brocha. But Tosfos says, first of all, because we'll see in the Gemara, it's a tzvora to make a brocha, or else because we have before in the third parak, that a bal keri mevorach la'achra vein mevorach l'fona. Yadav is a bal keri, and he eats, so he's allowed to make a bench. He's allowed to say bricha samosim because that's midiraisim, but he does not make a bracha rishon because that's only midirabonim. So he gets to the mishnayos already before said there is a chiyuv to make a bracha rishonim. Now we're explaining what is the nusach habracha. Has chetzim avorchim, what's the nusach of the bracha rishonim? Al peiros, either on the fruits that come off the tree, huayme boire pri. You say boire pri, the fruit of the eats, the tree. Chutz min ayayin, except from wine, shal hayayin huaymeh borer pri hagofen. On yayin we have a new bracha to say borer pri hagofen. That means really on wine there should also be a borer pri eitz. And a lot of Rishonim hold that the dievid, if you made a borer pri eitz on wine, you are yotzer. Because wine really is a pri eitz. It comes out of the grapes. Now wine is called the fruit of the grape. Now, even though with other peiros, we'll see in the Gemara later on, mashal oranges. If you squeeze out an orange on the juice, you only make a shakal niyabdvarim. It's the juice of other peiros is not called like the pri itself. The juice of other peiros, the Gemara calls, is called zeyabalma. It's like sweat. It's not even called part of the fruit. So an orange juice, we make a shakal. But wine is different. Wine, we'll see in the Gemara, wine and an oil, shemen, that comes out of Zayas, that's called the Ikar of the Pri. There's a svar because the Ikar of a grape and the Ikar of an olive is for the juice that comes out of it. They think it's such a chashuv a thing, oil, olive oil, and it's so chashuv wine that comes out of the grape, the Ikar of the grape is the juice that comes out of it. Different than other pears. Other fruit, the Ikar of an orange is eat the orange itself. The juice that comes out of the orange, that's like a tuchel, you only make a shakol on the juice. Mashenkin on wine, since the ikar of the grape is aimed to make wine out of it, so really on the wine it's also called a pre-eitz on wine. Now the Mishnah says we don't make a borer pre-eitz on wine, but we make a better brocha. We make a borer pre-agofen, which we'll soon explain in the Gemara how come we make a borer pre-agofen on this. Let's see Rashi. Keitz mevorachin chutz min ayayin. Since wine is so choshiv, the Rabbanim will convey it to make a new bracha by itself on yayin, which is a bar priagofen, v'chein hapas. The same thing goes for bread. And we'll see, really bread is a pri hadomo, and some sheet to say for the evidence, if you make a bar priadomo on bread, you yaitse. Because bread is just wheat that came out of the adomo, you could make a bar priadomo. But since it's such a choshiv a thing, bread, the chazal will convey it to make a moitzi, a special bracha. So there are two things that since it's so choshev, we have a new bracha for it, which is wine. Even though wine is really called pre-eitz, wine is really the tree of the grape, but since it's choshev, they made it a new bracha bar priagofen. And the same thing Rashi says is on brit. So again, so all peiros ilu make a bar pre-eitz, echutz from yayin, shalayayin uam a bar priagofen. The al peiros oritz, what about fruit off the ground? So some of us say that means like kidneys, that means like beans. Rosh Poshit Peirosaurus means like a tomato or like a potato, something that looks like a fruit. Just it doesn't come off a tree, it comes off the ground. Is the way Melbor Priyadom. Something comes out of the ground, we'll make a Bor Priyadom. We'll see later on in the Gemara exactly what is called a tree, that therefore the fruit you make a Bor creates. And what is still called attached to the ground, you only make a Bor Priyadom. Most like on pineapple, we make a Bor Priyadom, even though it's a tree. Or bananas, we make a bar priyadom, even though it's a tree. So those gedorim we'll see later on in the Gemara exactly what you need to give it a shame tree that you make a bar priyates. And if it's not called a tree, then you make a bar priyadomo, even though they're peiros. Right, the chutz min apas, the chutz from bread, even though bread is also like a pri hadom, it's coming out of the wheat.
Shalapas way mahamoytze lechem in orz. Since pas is so choshev, it's a very important thing, pas, shala lechem yichi yodam, chazal will kevei a new bracha hamoytze lechem in orz. Val hayirokis, yirokis pasha means also type of vegetables, but doesn't look like a fruit, like a lettuce, a green vegetables. It's called yirokis. We also make a bara priyadama. It doesn't come off a tree, it comes out of the ground. We make a bara priyadama. We have Yehuda Weimer. Yehuda has a special shita. Bara minya dishoyim. If Yehuda holds there's no such nusach as bara priyadama, that's not the nusach. He holds there are different type of vegetables. And according to the vegetable, that's what type of bracha you have to make. Bara minya dishoyim means you make a bracha on every min vegetable by itself. Look at Rashi. Bara minya dishoyim. Dishoyim means like herbs. Lefishiyesh bechlal pri hadama tishoyim. Pri hadama means like herbs. Uzuroyim, type of beans. Kagrain kitni, it's like beans. Kev Yehuda boi heka bracha lechol min o min. Every min needs its own type of a bracha. So on kitni, you'd say, bari pri hakitni. On zuroyim, you'd say, bari min zuroyim, you would say, according to Kev Yehuda. Halacha, we don't pass like Kev Yehuda. We, like we know, we only have the bracha bari pri hadama. Everything that comes out of the ground, we have one kolos tikka bracha, bari pri hadama. That's all.
What do you say about the peros haaretz?
What?
What do you say about peros haaretz?
I'm not sure. Could be the same halacha. I'm not sure. Puri doesn't talk about it. He doesn't say it. So Shita just explains how come we have this lechem. How come by lechem we make a bracha moitzel lechem min haaretz? Why don't we say a moitzel lechem min hadama? And the same thing, how can we make a bracha bara pri hadama? Why don't we make a bracha bara pri haaretz? These are called peros haaretz. So your bracha should be bara pri haaretz. Why do you say bara pri hadama? So Shita says, because he goes to the Mishnah, the Kuro, what it says in the Torah, that by lechem the Torah says, lohoitzi lechem min haaretz. There's such a pasuk like that. So therefore our bracha is, hamoitzi lechem min haaretz. Well, the Torah says, mereish is called pri hadama. The Torah says about Truma, it's called the Lashon, Meresh is called Pri Hadama. Since the Torah calls it Pri Hadama, that's why Chazal was conveyed the bracha Boru Pri Hadama, and not to say Boru Pri Horitz. And interesting, by Lechem, we do say Hamoitzi Lechem in Horitz. But that's the Lashon Apostik, Lohoitzi Lechem in Horitz. So the bracha is a Nusach, is the way it's found in the Torah. It says Boru Pri Eitz first in the Mishnah, because that's a more Mavuridika bracha. Like we know, like the Yevit, if you'd make a bara pri hadama on an apple, you are yotze. Because an apple really does come out of the hadama. Just we specify, we explain it more specific by pre-eats. We say not only does an apple come out of the ground, but it even comes out of a tree. So it's a brocha that's more mavur, that's the more chosh of a brocha. Therefore the Mishnah first explains bara pri-eats, which is more mavur, and then explains bara pri hadama, which is a stam brocha. Anything that grows out of the Adam, you make a bara pri Adam. Sati Gemara, minohani mili. How do we know that such a yisrei you have to make a bracha before you start eating? Like the Mishnah says, these are brachas we make before we eat the peiros. Where's the pasuk? How do we know it? So the Gemara, the Tana Rabbanan. His first, the Gemara wants to bring down psukim. Mash will be the writer. But the maskana of Gemara is these psukim we can't learn out the chiyuv bracha. And the maskana is the bracha is only a svara. Like it's only a chiyuv mid Rabbanan to make a bracha before we eat. That's why the cross suffers brachas to go lahokil. Because the only bracha that we have that's diraisa, midiraisa, is only birchas ha-Torah and to bench, birchas ha-Mosin. But all other brachas are only midirabonim. So that's the maskana, Sagumar. We'll soon see. Now the half minute learning out from Sukkim. We know any mili. The Tana Rabbonim. It says by Lach of Netter Ravai, Kodesh Hilulim Hashem. It means peiros that grow the first 3 years that the tree is growing, the peiros are called Orlo. They're not allowed to eat the peiros. The fourth year it's called Netter Revai. The fourth year peiros alakarar, you're allowed to eat them, but we're only in Yerushalayim. You have to take the peir and eat it in Yerushalayim. Let's say you don't want to go to Yerushalayim, you're allowed to be mechalalit on money. If this is the peir with a growth from the fourth year of the tree, you take this peir and say, I want to be mechalal you on money, and the money you take to Yerushalayim, and the peir you take where you are. So the pasuk says, but Netter Revai, kodesh ilulim Hashem. That it has a din kodesh, and hilulim means lashon halal, you have to praise Hashem. So it says in lashon, double lashon hilulim, midashin, melamed shetunim bracha lefnei mulachrayim. Hilulim, a double lashon rabin, that is a hilul, that is say a bracha before you eat netter revai, and after you eat netter revai. So the Gemara mikanam Rabbi Kiva, from this pasuk Rabbi Kiva learned out, that osam liyodim shiyitim klum kodim shivorach. It's also to be toyin anything before you make a bruch. Now it's very schwer that Reb Kiva learns it out from this postik. The maskana sagemora of this postik is not talking about bruches. It's talking about hilchos netar v'ayvos soon see. How come Reb Kiva says mikan? He's saying halacha. From here we learn out it's also l'adam mehenes klum kredim shivor. Some of the first want to say the pshat is that you need an asmacht to midiraisi is such an inyan to make a bracha. Once you have an asmacht, you find some place midiraisi is an inyan of bracha, then the rabbanon have the right to say you have to make a bracha all over. So that's pshat Rabbi Kiva. From here is the asmacht. But in that it's shver, if you just want an asmacht that there's such an inyan of a bracha, we know there's a chiyuv to bench midiraisi. Be a chalte the savot of bracha, the Torah says. After you eat and you fill yourself up, you have to bench. So we know there's an asmachta to bench from Birchas Hamotzin. So why don't you have a kibra say, Torah says, V'chata v'sabot v'rachto, mikan it's also l'atim shittim klum k'atim shivorach. So the Gra learns the pshat is that from benching, you only have to bench if you're surveyor, fill yourself up. And even with the Rabbonin, it's only if you eat a kezayah. If you eat less than the kezayah, bread, there's no chiyuv to bench. So if you learn out from benching, you would think eat less than the kezayis, there's no chiyuv to make a bracha either. I could take a small piece of apple, less than the kezayis, I have no chiyuv to make a bracha at all. But Hashem can hear it, Rabbi Kiva makes the smacht of this posseh. Kodesh shelulam rasheh mashma, any time, any type of peri, you want to eat, of netter or vine, before you eat it, you have to give shelulam. So Zatumar, very good as Lashin, Nikanam Rabbi Kiva, osel yotam sheyitam, klum, even a small amount, even pochus in the kezayis. It's also to have any type of hanor from the smallest amount of peri without making a bracha. So it's good why you made an asmachta from this pasuk and not from benching. Because from benching I would think only you have to eat a kezayis. Less than a kezayis, maybe you don't have to make a bracha. Here I see even less than a kezayis also you have to make a bracha. So drashi, kodesh shelulim, benet the revaiksin on the fourth year's peris of any tree. Umashma shnei hilulim, toyim bachilos. So you have to give two hilos before you eat it. Kishetachlenu. Bishana Revius, when you eat the fourth year, Shumut of Achila. If the first 3 years is called early, now let eat the Paris. The fourth year, create the Paris, you have to give Hillel. Freti Gemara. Fahai Kodi Shilul and Mohachu Diyosa? Does this pastor talking about you have to say a bracha before and after you eat the Paris? Hai mi boile, this psukim, the Hillel is different alochis. Cha diyama rachmona, achlei vahodar achlei. There's no din chilul. Lodge Hillel, a hei and a ches is interchangeable. So as if it's saying chilulim, as if it's saying a chilulim. So you could be mechalit. That means like we said, the fourth year peris, you have to eat it only in Yerushalayim. Let's say you don't want to take the peris to Yerushalayim, you have too many apples, take up to Yerushalayim, there's a din chilul. You can take all the apples and take some money and say the kedushas of these peris should go onto the money, and all you have to do is just take the money to Yerushalayim. So there's a din chilul. So Rashi Amiboyed Le Hilulim Loshin Hilulim. He's the Hei and the Ches interchangeable. Chad Minayu Osa La Ruya Achle Bi Mechalit V'Hodar Achle. That means Hotzi Osa Lechulim. If you have these terrorist revived that has Kedusha, your mitzvah is in Yerushalayim and you can't take it there, Bi Mechalit, make it into Chulim. How do you do that? Ayidei Pidyon, by taking money. In Boyes Oich Lechutz L'Yerushalayim. If you want to eat these terrorist outside Yerushalayim, take some money. And just like we have by Maisa Sheni, take the money and say this ma'isish b'mechul on the money. Here also net the revive the fourth year's payers b'mechul on money. That's one drasha. V'chad l'lam d'chosh to nemru teres revive el bekerim. That you only have a loch of the fourth year. Which payers can't you eat? Only Yerushalayim. Only kerim. Only grapes. Shenemar, because the pasuk says kodesh shilulim. It means davar shemahalulim boy. Toyin chilu v'zel yain. Only something that you sing to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. We'll soon see they fed the shir by the Kabonis on the Yayin, so Yayin has a din of Hillel that you have to have a din yet to revive. Next Gemara. So the Gemara of Yiduch, what's the second Jerusalem? Dover Atoyin Shira, means only grapes, has a law for the fourth year, you can't eat it only in Yerushalayim. Is Toyin Hillel, you have to do Machalit. Ma'ashenkin is Shainim Toyin Shira, other fruits, not wine, not grapes, that there's no din Shira, ain't Toyin Hillel. You don't have to be mechal those peris. That means even though there's a din orlo, the first 3 years that a tree is growing, you can't eat any fruit, any type of a tree. But the fourth year is only negated to grapes. But shaking other peris, the fourth year you're allowed to eat any place. There's such a man yom like that. How does he know this halacha? Because it says kodesh shilulim, something yemahal Hashem. Ukud Rav Shmuel ben Achmeni, Yom Rav Yenisin. The Yom Rav Shmuel ben Achmeni, Yom Rav Yenisin. Minayin sheinayim shira el alayayin. How do we know by the Kobonis When did the Levim used to say their shir to Hashem? Only when they made the Nisach HaYayin. Shenema, the Pasuk says, V'atayimulam HaGef, and the Gefen told them, Hechadalti Yestiroshi, should I stop giving off my grapes? HaMesameach Elokim V'anoshim. That grapes is making Hashem happy, and it makes people happy. So it's Gemara, Im'anoshim Mesameach Elokim V'mamesameach. Additionally, the people we understand, when you drink wine, you get happy. It makes you a little shikha. It makes you high. You're happy by drinking wine. But where does Hashem become happy with wine? Mikan, Sheinayim Shirel Alayayim. That Levium only said Shia by the Kabonis, only Vishas Nisach Yayin. So Yayin has Loch of Simcha of Hillel, so we say Vishas Hillel, that's when it is the Mitzvah of Nekin Ravai, the fourth year of great Chikinit, the fourth year, only in Yerushalayim. But any other pair you could eat. Shrashi Sheinayim HaLevium Shia Shal Korban, the Mikdash, El Alayayim. When they made the Nesach, when they poured the wine on the Mizbeach, that's when Levim said the Shir. So far these two Hilulims are not extra. You can't learn it out of Hilchot Brochus. We need one Hilul to tell us the Zohar Din Hilul, that you could be Mechal in the parish, you don't have to take it to Yushlayim, you could be Mechal in our money. And the second Hilulim is to tell us only on Kerem, on grapes, is there a din netter by the fourth year. But other parents, the fourth year, you're allowed to eat them any place. So the Gemara, Nachanicha Lamanda Tani Nekrevai. That's the Machloikis. There's a man the Yomar that says the fourth year Paris applies to all trees, all fruits, not only Kerem. Every fruit that there was a din earlier on, the first 3 years you can't eat it, the fourth year you're allowed to eat only in your shlayim. Then it's good that one hill is extra, you can learn out brachas from the word hill. Because you only need then one hill to say the din hill, that you can machal the peris on money. But the second hill to say it's only negayah to wine, to grapes, that's not true. This man the Yama says, net the ravai is negayah to all peris. Ela laman the tani kerem ravai, but the man the Yama says no. So the din of the fourth year is only negayah to kerem, to grapes. And he knows it from the word hillel, ma'ikla meimer. According to him, there's no extra word hillel. So again, we don't know, where do we know there's a chiyuv to make a bracha? From this word hillulim, we need it for different halachas. We need it that there's the yisoid of hillel, yikam achalel, and that there's halacha only by kerem, yavim mitzvah net revai, but not by shaperes. So you see it's a machlekes, it's more the yitma. Rebbe chiyuv, rebbe shimon, rebbe, a machlekes. Chad toni kerem revai. One learned of evidence when a peris says halacha, the fourth year's peris, you have to eat in Yushlayim, it's only negated to grapes, only negated to carrot. The Chatoni Netravai, one says no, Netra means anything that's planted. Any tree that you planted the first 3 years that's also Ba'ala, the fourth year has a din Netravai to it. So, according to this man, the Yama Netravai, you have at least one hill extra. So, the more now, Laman, the Tony Kerem Ravai, even the man, the Yama, that says net the fourth year is only negated to grapes. So then it's kasha. We need two hilulims for halachis. No. Hamich iyalav gzereshavon. Maybe, how does he know that the fourth year is only negayah to grapes? Not because of the word hilul, but because he has a gzereshavon for it. So then the word hilul, one hilul will be extra then. The Tanya, Rebbe Yoimer, Nemakan here by the fourth year's Paris, it says, Lohisav lachem tfosa. The Ebisha says that if you watch the 3 years of Erla, and the fourth year of Netar Ravine, then the fifth year at Kodesh Baruch will give you a lot of tefuah. As this tree will give off a lot of fruits. The Nemal Halam, the Devarim, it says, Utfuah Sakerim. It says also Loshin Tefuah, and it says it by Kerim. So Ma Lahalam, just like for him, the Devarim is talking about Kerim only by grapes, Avkan Kerim. He makes the Rebbe, makes it Zereshava, the din of Netar Ravine, the fourth year, is only the gate of Kerim. So if you learn like this, I see Lei Chad Hilot Lebrocha. Then I call upon them from the word hilulim, one hilul is the lecturer. Because you only need one hilul to tell me there's a din hilul, that you can machal the peris onto money. But the second hilul is extra. To tell me it only applies by grace and no other peris, he knows that from Allah of the Gzei Rishavah. He does not learn that out from the word hilul. So Melo, one hilul is extra, tell me a bracha. Right? The loyal of Gzei Rishavah, but let's say he doesn't learn out from the Gzei Rishavah. But how does he know that the fourth year's Paris is only negayah by Kerem, by grapes? Because he used the word Hillel to say a Dovra turn Hillel like Shira and Yayin or Bezoi Brachim and Ole. That was Akash, that according to that man, the Yomar, that both Hillulim are used. We don't have any extra person to tell me that the Chiyah to make a Brachim. Right, does that tomorrow? Rinam yalav gzeir shova. Now, filu, you want to say, you learn out from the gzeir shova, that the fourth year is only the gate to grapes, and not the shaperis. So then we have one hillel extra. So the kuru you learn out from hillel, you have to make a bracha before you eat it. So the gemara ashechon liachro. In svar, I'll say the one bracha goes to after you wait it. And like Tosis says, because we know there's a mitzvah to bench midiraisa. And that's Tenech Liachro, he says, the Ika bracha liachro, can you see the chatav asavata parachto? The Ika midiraisa, the bracha midiraisa is to bench. That's after you got finished eating. So mainly here by Shah Peru. It is a chiyuv to make one hillel, one bracha. It's a svara to put the svara when you get finished eating, right? To thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's good. Ashkon Yachro. Of the fun of minayin, how do we know that before you eat, you have to give a shrach, make a bracha to Hashem? And the Gemara hola kasha, that wouldn't be so shver. I'll tell you a svara of Yassi b'kal v'choyma. Learn it from b'kal v'choyma. Kishu sava mevorech, if somebody is filled up, he has to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is kishu rav l'kol shchim. Before you eat, when you're still hungry, that's a pshita svara for zichah, you have to make a bracha. That's why we make a kal, that's why we make a kal v'chayma. So say it speaks out, this kal v'chayma is not a real good kal v'chayma. Because usually kal v'chayma is one of the midas of the Torah that you can learn out a mitzvah midiraisa with a kal v'chayma. Now midiraisa we know we have to bench. After you finish eating bread, you have to bench. Now if you can have a kal v'chayma to tell me, madrich, you have to bench. When you finish eating bread, so the kal v'chayma, you have to make a moitzeh lechem minorah before you start eating the bread. So that should be a svar midiraisa. So then it should be a chiyuv midiraisa to make a moitzeh before you start eating bread. Now we know all brachas hanen was only midirabonin. That's what he says, this kal v'chayma is not really good kal v'chayma. There's a perch on the kal v'chayma. That's what he says, l'fon of a kosher, he says, lav kal v'chayma hu. He in came te bracha l'fon of midiraisa. And be all over, it's mashpas only midirabonin. Let's say it's a type of a kal v'chayma that the Rabbanan would learn. You have to make a bracha rishayna before you start eating. But a zich is not a sperm derisive.
So, if you eat when you're not hungry, you wouldn't make a bracha.
What?
Mash from the snippet that you wouldn't make a bracha if you weren't hungry. That's filling out that you, when you're full, and the culture the kal v'chayma is that you, when you're hungry, you make a bracha. If you're not hungry, you make, and you eat.
Yeah, that's always, it's always. But we don't hold like this. We see, there's not the maskot anyway. Yeah? The kosher. So the more Ashkechon, I call probably coming back the same before Ashkechon Kerem. Even if you want to say, good, we'll say that the Mandi your mother holds that the fourth year is only in the gate to Kerem. And he learns it out from the Gzeira Shofar. So we have one word, Hillel extra. So this Hillel now is talking about you have to make a bracha. So good, you'll find you have to make a bracha by Kerem. For grapes, you have to make a bracha. Of the Shar Minim Minayin, how do we know what other Minim you have to make a bracha? So the Gemara, that's not Shred, the Yalef from Kerem. I'll learn now, just like we need a grape. You have to make a bracha. I'll tell you in Svar, who are then? Anything you have to make a bracha. So the Gemara, no. Ma kerim, no, the Kavadah Zera, the limit is Ma kerim dava shenena. V'toyim bracha, af kol dava shenena. Anything you enjoy, you have enough from eating it, is toyim bracha. So you learn it out from kerim. So the Gemara, no, equal mifah, I can ask a kash on this. Ma le kerim, you know why kerim you have to make a bracha? Shekein chai boilis. It's a special mitzvah, matnas aniyim, by kerim. When you're picking off the grapes, odorless, either grapes fall down on the floor, or else when grapes grow on the tree, usually a grape grows with a cluster. That means it has a lot of bunches of grapes on one cluster. Let's say you have only two grapes growing on the leaf. There's not a whole cluster. So such a grape is a mitzvah to leave for the aniyim to take. But since the Torah gave a new mitzvah of odorless by grapes, it's a special pre-grapes. That's why you have to make a bracha. But I'll tell you, by all sharp fruits, maybe you don't have to make a bracha. So Gemara Kama Techiach. From this, I learn out from Kama. So Rashi learns Kama Techiach. Kama means like wheat, or tfua, the grain that's growing. So Rashi, the Ashkechon, the Yatzcha Rachmona Bracha, the Yechsev Teichal Bo Lechem. It says, eat lechem, eat bread, the Samach Levechata Vesavota Barachta. So we know clearly that on Kama, on wheat, you also have to make a bracha. And wheat does not have a mitzvah analyst. So we'll learn out from wheat, you have to make a bracha fall over. For the Gemara, no. Malakomi, you know why wheat is different, why you have to make a bracha by wheat? Shekein chayev is bechala. I said, the Torah gave special mitzvahs by wheat. When you make the dough, you have to give off chala. So the Gemara, kerem, and who are, avazai kerem yachiyach. Kerem, grace, doesn't have a mitzvah chala. And you have to make a bracha. So the Chura of Echazer Adin, I'll learn out one from the other. Loiroi zeh, kiroi zeh. It's each chumra, the other one doesn't have. You want to say grapes are special because that's only this, wheat doesn't have oilus. I, wheat, has the mitzvahs chalom, but grapes doesn't have it. What's the common denominator between both of them? That both grapes and wheat, you're having hanokrom, the toim brocha, and you have to make a brocha before you eat them. Is af kol dover shenena toim brocha. Anything before you have hanokrom, you have to make a brocha. So to Gemara, no. Mala tara shabashvem, these two things, grapes and grain and wheat, sheken yesh poitzad mizbeach. Both of them have a tzad that goes on the mizbeach. Wheat, you bring menachas from, you put it on the mizbeach. Grapes, wine, there's mitzvah nisach hayayin, yayin goes on the mizbeach. So the world be yosin nani zayis, who are din alan, oil, also learn out from this. Because shemen goes into the menachas. The yisbeit tzad mizbeach. But shenken shaperis, that does not have shaykhah to the mizbeach, maybe you don't have to make a bracha. But I call for them zayis, the cross learn out from here. So the Gemara, the zayis are all are olives. Mitzad mizbeach also, there's a reason why you have to make a bracha. Because it has a tzad mizbeach, that the oil went into the menachas, that went on the mizbeach. For the hegik sivva kerem, the pasuk says the lashon kerem by olives. They say vayivra migodish v'yad koma v'yad kerem zayis. So you see, a zayis is also called a kerem. So since we know kerem, you have to make a bracha. The kura zayis should also be called like a kerem. Now the Gemara know, Amar Rav Papa, kerem zayis ikri. It has a new name to it. It's called a kerem zayis. If you have a bunch of olive trees, it's called kerem zayis. Of a kerem stumble ikri, that's not called kerem stam. So the terrorist says kerem stam means only grapes. So just on grapes, I would say you have to make a bracha. And who are then on flour? Because flour goes on the mizbeach with the menachas. Vashenkin olive is not called the kerem. No olive oil, I say it's also make a bracha because it goes on the mizbeach with the shemen. Habazot gemara mikol mokim kashir. It's still shver though. Mala tara shavish pem shken yesh betzad mizbeach. Where do I say you have to make a bracha only if you eat wheat or you eat olives? Or you eat grapes, because those things go on the mizbeach. But how do you know sharam minim but don't go on the mizbeach? So the Gemara el di alaf lo mishiva saminim. I learned it out from the shiva saminim that the shiva saminim also you have to make a bracha midiraisa, like some shittis. Look at Rashi, zayim minim zatrashi, hamurim bo'eret chitul seira, the zayim minim, or basrayu right after that posik siv v'yachalta v'savota v'rachta. But mashma from here that the chiyuv to make a bracha achrona even applies to the zayin minim, which we'll see later on in the parak. Some machlokes man the yomer, some machlokes who shown him if it's a chiyuv midiraisa to make an alamichi or not. So pashas hagemara where mashma would be that like Rashi, at least where Rashi learns that the shiva saminim also apply to the posik of biyachata v'savot v'rachta. Fred the gemara no mash shiva saminim, and the limud would be mash shiva saminim dova shenena. You have hanor from any one of these pairs. The toyin bracha, you have to make a bracha. Av kol davar shenena toyin bracha. But the Gemara no, ma the shiva saminim shekein chayavim be bikurim. Is the mitzvah bikurim? The first peiros to grow off these trees is the mitzvah to take it and put it in a basket and give it to the kohen as bikurim. The mitzvah bikurim is only on the shiva saminim. Marshaking apples or oranges that it's not shiva saminim has no mitzvah bikurim. Maybe you would be mechir to make a bracha. But the Gemara v'yoy. In this pasuk, v'yachalta v'savot v'rachta, it only says you have to make a bracha afterwards, after you finish eating. Aval afon of minayim, the Mishnah is talking about making bracha before you start eating. So the Maravite we had before, oh my gosh, this wouldn't be so shver. The yaski, the kal v'chayim, I can tell you right now from the kal v'chayim. What's the kal v'chayim? At least the rabbon of the kal v'chayim. Kishusava mevorech madach, when you get filled, after you finish eating, you have to make a bracha. Kishurov the koshchein, before you're studying avad, you have to make a bracha. So, yeah. For the more Leman the Tony Netravai, let the man the Yoma that learns Netravai. So according to him, we had one Hillel extra. So the Gemara Hot Tenech even according to him, it's good. It's only good. Called Dover Netia, only something that's planted. You learn out from Netravai and says Lashon Hillel, an extra word Hillel that you have to give Shvat Hakadosh Baruch Hu. But what is left to revive the day to? Only something that grew. It's only on fruits. That is a din all of the first 3 years. The fourth year, you have to have left to revive. Mashenki belav banatia. What about food that doesn't grow? Kagoin bosa, meat, baits and eggs, the dog and fish, minole. How do you know you have to make a bracha? From kerem revive or from left to revive, kill are not only things that you plant, you have to make a bracha. For shav dvarim like eggs and meat, how do you know you have to make a bracha? Ella, the maskonas hagemoris, it's only the rabbonim that kesvaruhu. It's a svar. You have to make a bracha. The what osala liyodim? It's a svar. You're not allowed to have hanor from this world. Osala liyodim. She henim and erla mazeh b'loy bracha. It's a svar not to have any enjoyment from this world before you give shmach back to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi says, Ella svaruhu. Because all the mandiyam de la kashas here, the mandatoni kerim viyala brochim izayin aminim ika pirchosh came to the bikurim. Bikurim, all the mandatoni netzavayin klamir papatenach midi de banatia. All the things that grow, or bedlav banatia, things that don't grow minolim that you have to make a brocha. El the maskoner is it's a svaruhu. The chivan de nena, since you have hanor from it, sorakul hoydos lemishabarim that you have to give back haydoa to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So in the Santa Rashi, Lashon Rashi, this is Shver. The Chura was saying now it's a svara. You have to make a bracha before you eat the fruits. That's the brachas in the Mishnah. Bar creates is before you start eating. You have to make a bracha. So Rashi says, what's the svara? El svaru dechivun denene. Since you had some enjoyment, sorach leidos. You have to thank Lamisha Bom, the one that gave it back. So Chura Rashi not talking about the point. The point should be that before you eat it, you have to give back your daughter Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shemash Rashi will be mashma like it's good. Midiraisa the chiv is only to bench afterwards. Because ikis tzvar is that when you're full, then you have to give haydoa to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now from that then it's matzmata tzvar. You should also give haydoa thanks to Kodesh Baruch Hu even before you start eating.
All right, turn the thing on the other side. Now the Gemara says Tana Rabbanan. Also, liyodim shehenim and elam hazeh blev brocha. It's also for a person to take any enjoyment from this world without first praising, giving a brocha to Hashem. And the chol hanenim and elam hazeh blev brocha. Whoever does take enjoyment from this world without making a brocha is mal. It's almost like you're over the isamila. Like you'd be nana from Hegdis. Like Rashi said, it's still l'shem asom malaya. Like we'll soon see. Mor says, maitakante. What? Like how do you fix up this aver if you ate without first making a brocha? So Mor says, Yelchetz Chacham, go to the Chacham, let him teach you something. So Mor's question, how's that can help you? Yelchetz Chacham, my Avle, what can he do for you? For Avle Yisur, you ready to the Yisur, you ready ate without making a bracha. El Rav, Omar Rova, it means like this: Yelchetz Chacham, Mikara, V'Yilam Dena Brachas. You should have went to a Talmud Chacham first, like to make sure you learn Hilchos Brachas. Kidei Yenorish La Yavlu Dei Mila. You should not come to be over the Yisur of Mila of Binenem Nelam Azeh Bleh Bracha.
To be over the Yisra Mila. Mashiach explains like, by Shah Brachas doesn't say go learn Hilchas Brachas. Because Hilchas Davening, there's one Nusach, there's one Brachas, say you don't forget it. Mashiach, and here by Brachas, every food like has different Brachas. And we'll soon see the very Shralachas. You take the apple, you make a bird for eight. You make applesauce out of it. Maybe you have to make a shakom. Maybe the Brachas changes. But since it's very complicated, Hilchas Brachas is not enough to know at once. You have to say to go to a Chacham and keep on telling you over him which halachas you have to make. So that's the Eitzah. So from this Gemara also to learn out, even though that for the Yevon, if you don't know which brachas to make, you always have the Eitzah to make a Shakol. For the Yevon, a Shakol always pockets everything, but that's only for the Yevon, the Eitzah. But Chilo, you're supposed, like it says here, go to a Chacham and learn exactly which bracha you're supposed to make on which food, and not to be samech on the Shakol. Yes. If you do enjoy this without making a bracha, kilo nena mikotch shemayim. So if you have enough from a kodesh bracha, like before of mila, shenema the pasuk says Hashem or some loyah, the world belongs to Hashem. So more Reb Levi Ram he asked for kasha. Siv Hashem or some loyah. Well, siv another pasuk says Hashemayim shemayim Hashem. Right after it says Hashemayim shemayim Hashem, or another pasuk says Hashemayim Hashem. But yours to us and the yadam, because bracha gave the yours to us. So it's not Hashem or some lawyer, but Hashem gave us the world. Malakasha, kam kaidu bracha. Before you make a bracha, the world belongs to Kadosh Baruch Hu.